Crew, let's ranch it up. After this, of course.
Are you looking for true price discovery for your feeder cattle? Look no further than Superior Livestock Auction. The next video sale is the week in the Rockies, July 7th through the 11th, but deadlines are coming up fast. Cattle need to be cataloged by June 20th, and the videos need to be submitted by June 27th. Again, June 20th for the catalog and June 27th for the videos. Any questions, reach out to your Superior Livestock Auction rep or call Superior Livestock Customer Service at 800-422-2117. Selling cattle the Superior way.
Is there that particular pair of boots or that shirt or pair of jeans that you just can't find anywhere else? Check out Medora Boot and Western Wear. Medora Boot and Western Wear is the go-to for boots, jeans, especially jackets, and even those hard-to-find accessories that make perfect gifts. Check out MedoraBoot.com, or better yet, give Kim a call at 701-623-1005 and tell Kim that Tigger and Beck sent you. For the latest in Western and outdoor practical and fashionable wear, there is only one: Medora Boot and Western Wear.
Good day, everyone, and welcome to your short go daily dose of Ranch It Up. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
Today is National Handshake Day, and it's a shame that more deals aren't done anymore just by shaking hands.
I agree.
That we got to have contracts. We got to have all of this. I wish that more could be just done by shaking hands and agreeing to what you have said you were going to do and follow through with it.
Well, we've been watching the series Peaky Blinders. Tigger and I waited till it was all done to start binge watching it. And immediately Tigger was like, I love it. Back in the day, you used to spit in your hand, shake hands, and a deal was made.
What does that mean with the spitting in the hand with a handshake? Obviously, that's kind of like sealing the deal.
Yeah, I don't know. It just looks cool on TV.
I've never done that. Have you ever done that?
No, I've never spit in my hand and shook someone's hand.
I think I have been told
over the years, because I used to do a lot of negotiations for some large companies, that I had quite the handshake.
Well, they say that when you shake someone's hand, that the guys, you know, you should have a firm handshake, but when you squeeze like a woman's hand, you only squeeze as much as she is.
So I probably scared most men, because I squeeze quite hard.
Because if you shake a hand, if you squeeze quite hard, then we're supposed to squeeze quite hard back. We are really kind of dissecting the
whole... I know, and I'm laughing here thinking psychologically, like how I've thrown off so many people over the years, probably.
Probably.
Because my dad always said, you look somebody in the eyes, you square your shoulders, and you shake their hand.
And the fact, Beck, that, you know, you have hands the size of gauntlets.
Why'd you have to go there?